Our next speaker is Brandis Piper, a history major from Hillsboro, Oregon. Brandis.
Fellow graduates, it is an honor to be here with you today. I want to thank all of the people who made today possible. Faculty, staff, friends, family, and all who are seated in front of me today. I'm ecstatic to say, wow, we made it. About 4 years ago, on a hot August day, we arrived here, wide-eyed and determined to do something. Little did we know the journey we would take. We soon realized that the warm sun would rarely poke its head out, except for those first 2 weeks in September, and that continual rain would become a lifestyle. It all started with NSO and convocations, and ends today with graduation. I think back to 4 years ago at convocations, and I remember being bored and wanting to do something else. Today, the only difference is I'm not bored. For today, we make our mark on the school. After 4 years of hard work and dedication, we did something. Something more than finishing our degree. We made an impact. We changed the school. I remember knowing only a select few people during my first few weeks here, and even eating alone in the bone because I couldn't find someone I knew to sit with. Slowly, I, like many of you, branched out, made connections, and found people I now call best friends. We have transformed this campus from a mass of strangers to a community where you can always recognize a face and find someone to say hi to. We have made Lewis and Clark a better place. What I have realized from my time here is that it's not about the me, but it's about the we. The we I refer to is everyone present. Students, faculty, family, and friends make up everything that defines who we are. We have been molded by every interaction with someone on this campus. Every time we struggled through an early morning E&D class, wondering why we have to take English 2.0. Every time we went to the bone and found that the most promising item was bread and some sort of butter or jam. Realizing that if we wanted real food, it would take waiting in a 25-minute line to be filled up for 5 minutes. Or braving that tiny, older-looking kitchen each dorm called their own. Don't let this fool you, because I love Lewis and Clark, and I've had an amazing experience these last 4 years. I think back to all the memories created on this campus and realized that I did it with the people here right now. Even if you don't realize it, you impacted everyone on this campus. All the nights I spent working in the library, I thought, if that person's here, I can be here too. I had mock eating contests with most of you in the bone, even though you probably didn't realize it. I tried to out-eat you, even if I didn't like the food, simply because it's college. I found this is the 4 years that people call limited responsibilities and unlimited freedoms. I took that as have fun, but don't screw up. However, looking back on these 4 years, I now know it meant a time to take risks, make mistakes, and do something stupid. We all made that decision once in our life to take an 8 a.m. class, unfortunately regretting it every day the alarm screamed at us. The choice to go to another country where you couldn't find your way out of a paper bag, or that time you made the sad mistake of running across the campus naked, getting caught in the act. Maybe you went for it all on a paper and still didn't get the grade you wanted. But these moments that people call failure or a struggle, it's not true. These moments represent success. Recognize that you took a risk, tried something, changed your life and those around you forever. These people are the ones who inspire me to seek better for my life, to change my outlook on the world. Some of you are probably thinking that this we I keep talking about won't apply in a matter of a few minutes because, well, we'll be done with Lewis and Clark, apart from the school and the students next to you. But I echo an ideal that my football coach, Phil McBonwa, instilled with me. Once a pioneer, always a pioneer. For the rest of your life, whether you like it or not, you are a pioneer. It is not something to be ashamed of, but something that brings pride. Pioneers are on the frontier, the cutting edge, actively working to change the shape of their world. The motto of the ever-exciting and wondrous exploration and discovery rings true for us as pioneers. We, as a group, are about to embark into the unknown, the wild blue yonder. Many of us have no idea what to expect next or where to go. Some of us will stay in school. Others may go abroad. Some have jobs. Some don't. but what matters is that we embrace our identity. Who you are is forever connected to the people here and these last 4 years. I, like many of you, have grown and changed during these last 4 years, done more than I thought possible in a short time, and will never be the same as a result. I grew from a young, idealistic freshman with no clue to a confident senior prepared for more. It is at this time that we realize that our time here has prepared us for the challenge of the unknown. It is up to us to embrace this challenge. I stated earlier that 4 years ago, we arrived here determined to do something. Well, we have. We changed the institution from the uplift of the athletic programs to the creation of new majors, to fighting for educators we believe in, attending numerous national conferences, directing Super Bowl commercials, and standing up for more causes than we can count. All of us come from different places, have different stories, have different lives, do different things, but it is our time here that makes us a pioneer. I don't know what the future holds for any of us, but I do know that we will make a difference. Every day, we have the opportunity to make an impact, to change the course of events. Lewis and Clark has prepared us to make this difference. It has created activists, intellectuals, comedians, politicians, and athletes, among others. These identities do not limit us in what we can do, but provide the first step towards making a change in this world. They do not bind us to one way of thinking, but leave us searching for new paths to explore. Our challenge is to find a way to make the unknown known, to chart a new course, and take life for what it is. Vince Lombardi once said, "It is time for us all to stand and cheer for the doer, the achiever, the one who recognizes the challenges and does something about it." It is my pleasure to tell all of you that you are doers and achievers, and that we will change the world. 4 years ago, we accepted the challenge to be a pioneer and make a difference in our world. And for the past 4 years, our world has been Lewis and Clark, and we have made this difference. Students have a better life and experience thanks to the movements we started, changes we made, and ideas we spread. We are forever in debt to this experience because it taught us to explore and discover and discern what is best for our life. I look at these tools as the essential pieces to the Batman-like utility belt that we all carry. This belt of tools is our instrument to make this change. The school, our lives, and all those involved are forever changed by what we have done here. Now it is time for this group, the we, to change the world and the people in it by what we do and who we are. To never settle for anything less than our best, to always question what we know, to take this world by storm and once again do something, to always remember that we are a pioneer in the truest sense of the word. It is with this that I'm proud to congratulate each and every one of you on being a part of the graduating class of 2012.